Smart English Today, SET, Post-Test, Intermediate 2, Track 2, Listening Task. Part 1, Questions 1 to 10. In Part 1, you will listen to some conversations followed by questions. The conversations and the questions will be read out twice. The conversations will not be printed in your worksheet, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. Each question will be followed by four answers. You have to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet. This conversation is for questions number 1 and 2.
Andy, you seem so quiet today. What are you thinking about?
Our study tour to Bali.
Why? What's the matter?
I really want to go to Bali, but I don't think I can handle the trip on the ferry. I get seasickness. What should I do?
Let me see. If I'm not mistaken, there are several kinds of medicine that can prevent seasickness.
Are you sure? I wonder if they'll work.
Well, you should ask your doctor just to make sure.
Question number 1. What is the conversation about? A. Joining a study tour to Bali. B. Sailing to Bali on a ferry. C. Solving the problem of seasickness. D. Giving a boy pills for seasickness. Question number 2. When does the conversation take place? A. During a trip on a ferry. B. Before a study tour to Bali. C. During a study tour to Bali. D. After a study tour to Bali.
Andy, you seem so quiet today. What are you thinking about?
Our study tour to Bali.
Why? What's the matter?
I really want to go to Bali, but I don't think I can handle the trip on the ferry. I get seasickness. What should I do?
Let me see. If I'm not mistaken, there are several kinds of medicine that can prevent seasickness.
Are you sure? I wonder if they'll work.
Well, you should ask your doctor just to make sure.
Question number 1. What is the conversation about? A. Joining a study tour to Bali. B. Sailing to Bali on a ferry. C. Solving the problem of seasickness. D. Giving a boy pills for seasickness. Question number 2. When does the conversation take place? A. During a trip on a ferry. B. Before a study tour to Bali. C. During a study tour to Bali. D. After a study tour to Bali. This conversation is for questions number 3 and 4.
Good afternoon, miss. Can I take your order?
Could you please tell me what your specials are today?
Yes, today we have steak grenade for chili lovers.
Steak grenade?
It's grilled minced beef with a super hot chili sauce or sambal inside.
Sounds interesting. Okay, I'll try that. What about drinks?
We have a very refreshing iced cucumber and mint drink.
Okay, I'll have one of those. Thanks.
Question number 3. What does the waiter suggest to the woman? A. To order the steak grenade and a hot cucumber drink. B. To order the steak grenade and a super hot chili sambal. C. To order the spicy grilled minced beef and a cucumber and mint drink. D. To order the spicy grilled minced beef and a spicy steak. Question number 4. We can conclude from the conversation that the woman is A. A restaurant customer, B. A restaurant owner, C. A restaurant waiter, D. A restaurant chef.
Good afternoon, miss. Can I take your order?
Could you please tell me what your specials are today?
Yes. Today we have steak grenade for chili lovers.
Steak grenade?
It's grilled minced beef with a super hot chili sauce or sambal inside.
Sounds interesting. Okay, I'll try that. What about drinks?
We have a very refreshing iced cucumber and mint drink.
Okay, I'll have one of those. Thanks.
Question number 3. What does the waiter suggest to the woman? A. To order the steak grenade and a hot cucumber drink. B. To order the steak grenade and a super hot chili sambal. C. To order the spicy grilled minced beef and a cucumber and mint drink. D. To order the spicy grilled minced beef and a spicy steak. Question number 4. We can conclude from the conversation that the woman is A. A restaurant customer, B. A restaurant owner, C. A restaurant waiter, D. A restaurant chef. This conversation is for questions number 5 to 6.
Wow, this is cool.
What is?
These guys are making I am not plastic bags that look just like plastic bags.
I am not plastic? Plastic bags? That's a bit confusing.
Well, they look like plastic bags, but they're made from cassava. Isn't that great? And you know what? They're made by Indonesians.
How did you find out about them?
From social media. Good news always spreads fast online, don't you agree?
Well, yeah, but I don't think it's always good news. Let's just say good news and fake news.
Question number 5. What is the girl's opinion about the role of social media in spreading news? A. It spreads good news quickly. B. It spreads good news about cassava bags. C. It spreads good news as well as fake news. D. It never spreads news very fast. Question number 6. The girl says, I am not plastic bags. That's a bit confusing. What does she mean? A. She's confused by the bags that are like plastic but are not made from plastic. B. She's confused about the production of the non-plastic bag. C. She's confused by the source of the news. D. She's confused about using plastic bags.
Wow, this is cool.
What is?
These guys are making I am not plastic bags that look just like plastic bags.
I am not plastic? Plastic bags? That's a bit confusing.
Well, they look like plastic bags, but they're made from cassava. Isn't that great? And you know what? They're made by Indonesians.
How did you find out about them?
From social media. Good news always spreads fast online, Don't you agree?
Well, yeah, but I don't think it's always good news. Let's just say good news and fake news.
Question number 5. What is the girl's opinion about the role of social media in spreading news? A. It spreads good news quickly. B. It spreads good news about cassava bags. C. It spreads good news as well as fake news. D. It never spreads news very fast. Question number 6. The girl says, I am not plastic bags. That's a bit confusing. What does she mean? A. She's confused by the bags that are like plastic but are not made from plastic. B. She's confused about the production of the non-plastic bag. C. She's confused by the source of the news. D. She's confused about using plastic bags. This conversation is for questions number 7 to 8.
I want to learn how to bake cakes, but I don't have an oven.
Why don't you use your rice cooker? My mother always uses it to make cakes.
Really? I'd love to try. Can you tell me how to do it?
Just put self-rising flour, sugar, eggs, and milk in a big bowl. Then stir slowly until all the ingredients are mixed together.
Then what?
Pour the mixture into the rice cooker and set it on cook. You may have to push the cook button 2 or 3 times until the cake is done.
That's all? I am definitely going to try it.
Question number 7. What will the girl most likely do when she has free time? A. Making a cake mixture. B. Make a cake using a rice cooker. C. Buy an oven to bake a cake. D. Buy a rice cooker to bake a cake. Question number 8. The boy says, then stir slowly until all the ingredients are mixed together. What is a synonym for the word mixed? A. Blended. B. Absorbed. C. Expanded. D. Increased.
I want to learn how to bake cakes, but I don't have an oven.
Why don't you use your rice cooker? My mother always uses it to make cakes.
Really? I'd love to try. Can you tell me how to do it?
Just put self-rising flour, sugar, eggs, and milk in a big bowl. Then stir slowly until all the ingredients are mixed together.
Then what?
Pour the mixture into the rice cooker and set it on cook. You may have to push the cook button 2 or 3 times until the cake is done.
That's all? I am definitely going to try it.
Question number 7. What will the girl most likely do when she has free time? A. Making a cake mixture. B. Make a cake using a rice cooker. C. Buy an oven to bake a cake. D. Buy a rice cooker to bake a cake. Question number 8. The boy says, then stir slowly until all the ingredients are mixed together. What is a synonym for the word mixed? A. Blended. B. Absorbed. C. Expanded. D. Increased. This conversation is for questions number 9 to 10.
Nice pictures. Where were you?
I was in a mangrove forest. I went there last Sunday.
It's beautiful. No wonder people keep talking about it. But don't you think that tourism will harm the mangroves?
Yes, I do. Some visitors come and just litter the place without thinking. However, on the positive side, the tourism has inspired many local people to plant more mangroves.
Question number 9. Why does tourism have a bad impact on the mangrove forest? A. Because many visitors visit the forest. B. Because visitors keep talking about it. C. Because visitors destroy the forest. D. Because some visitors are careless and litter the area. Question number 10. According to the boy, what is the advantage of tourism in the mangrove forest? A. It has increased the number of visitors. B. It has provided economic value. C. It has helped to expand the mangrove forest. D. It has made the mangrove forest famous.
Nice pictures. Where were you?
I was in a mangrove forest. I went there last Sunday.
It's beautiful. No wonder people keep talking about it. But don't you think that tourism will harm the mangroves?
Yes, I do. Some visitors come and just litter the place without thinking. However, on the positive side, the tourism has inspired many local people to plant more mangroves.
Question number 9. Why does tourism have a bad impact on the mangrove forest? A. Because many visitors visit the forest. B. Because visitors keep talking about it. C. Because visitors destroy the forest. D. Because some visitors are careless and litter the area. Question number 10. According to the boy, what is the advantage of tourism in the mangrove forest? A. It has increased the number of visitors. B. It has provided economic value. C. It has helped to expand the mangrove forest. D. It has made the mangrove forest famous. Part 2, questions 11 to 15. In part 2, you will listen to some incomplete conversations and questions. The conversations and the questions will be read out twice. Listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. Each question will be followed by 4 responses. You have to choose the best response to each question. Question number 11.
My little sister just called. My mother's sick and there's no one at home.
Oh, really? You should go home then.
Oh, no. I didn't bring my motorcycle today. And the bus stop is too far away. Could you possibly drive me home?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I have an important meeting in 10 minutes.
What will the boy probably suggest to the girl? A. You can't go home now. Just wait in the office. B. You should go home after my meeting. C. You could ask your little sister to pick you up. D. You should order transport online. It's cheap and fast. Question number 11.
My little sister just called. My mother's sick and there's no one at home.
Oh, really? You should go home then.
Oh no, I didn't bring my motorcycle today, and the bus stop is too far away. Could you possibly drive me home?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I have an important meeting in 10 minutes.
What will the boy probably suggest to the girl? A. You can't go home now. Just wait in the office. B. You should go home after my meeting. C. You could ask your little sister to pick you up. D. You should order transport online. It's cheap and fast. Question number 12.
Deandra, you look so pale. Are you sick?
No, I just haven't had my breakfast yet.
Breakfast? It's 3 p.m., you know. Can I get you something? I'm going to the canteen now.
How is the girl likely to respond? A. Can I see the menu, please? B. Yes, thanks. Could you get me some rice and vegetables? C. Thanks. A slice of bread won't be enough. D. Thanks. I had a medium steak. Question number 12.
Deandra, you look so pale. Are you sick?
No, I just haven't had my breakfast yet.
Breakfast? It's 3 p.m., you know. Can I get you something? I'm going to the canteen now.
How is the girl likely to respond? A. Can I see the menu, please? B. Yes, thanks. Could you get me some rice and vegetables? C. Thanks. A slice of bread won't be enough. D. Thanks. I had a medium steak. Question number 13.
What are you watching?
A football game on ABC live stream.
Cool. Technology brings the world to us, right?
Yeah, but what about newspapers? Do you think we still need them?
How is the boy likely to respond? A. Sure we do. I'm sure they're not needed anymore. B. Of course. Some people still read them. C. I think I disagree with you. D. I believe newspapers are still being published now. Question number 13.
What are you watching?
A football game on ABC live stream.
Cool. Technology brings the world to us, right?
Yeah, but what about newspapers? Do you think we still need them?
How is the boy likely to respond? A. Sure we do. I'm sure they're not needed anymore. B. Of course. Some people still read them. C. I think I disagree with you. D. I believe newspapers are still being published now. Question number 14.
Dad, what are you reading?
A book on hydroponic farming.
Hydroponic farming? What's that?
It's a method to grow plants where plants are grown in water-based mineral solution.
What is the mineral solution used for?
How will the man most likely reply? A. It is used to feed the plants. B. I will use it to feed my plant. C. The plant uses it to give minerals. D. It helps the plant to produce minerals. Question number 14.
Dad, what are you reading?
A book on hydroponic farming.
Hydroponic farming? What's that?
It's a method to grow plants where plants are grown in water-based mineral solution.
What is the mineral solution used for?
How will the man most likely reply? A. It is used to feed the plants. B. I will use it to feed my plant. C. The plant uses it to give minerals. D. It helps the plant to produce minerals. Question number 15.
What a beautiful dress.
Thank you. Batik has always been my favourite fabric.
Really? Why?
I am fascinated by the Indonesian batik process, and I just love the beautiful traditional designs. What about you? Why do you like my batik dress?
What will the boy most likely say? A. To be frank, I don't really like it. B. I love the elegant design and gorgeous colours. C. I like it because it's sold everywhere. D. What makes you think I like it? Question number 15.
What a beautiful dress.
Thank you. Batik has always been my favourite fabric.
Really? Why?
I am fascinated by the Indonesian batik process, and I just love the beautiful traditional designs. What about you? Why do you like my batik dress?
What will the boy most likely say? A. To be frank, I don't really like it. B. I love the elegant design and gorgeous colours. C. I like it because it's sold everywhere. D. What makes you think I like it? Part 3. Questions number 16 to 20. In Part 3, you will listen to several monologues followed by questions. The monologues and questions will be read out twice. They will not be printed in your test sheet, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you listen to each monologue, choose the best answer to the questions.
This monologue is for questions number 16 and 17. We often hear about teenagers getting married at a young age. Early marriages can occur because they are arranged by families or teenagers themselves want to get married for love or due to unplanned pregnancies. I firmly believe that early marriage is harmful for girls. First of all, an early marriage is dangerous for a young girl. An immature reproductive system can lead to complications in pregnancy and childbirth. Secondly, early marriage creates illiteracy and poverty because the brides are always forced to drop out of school. This reduces opportunities for these girls to follow their dreams and get good jobs. Thirdly, early marriage may lead to domestic violence. Child brides are often in a situation where they don't have much power in their households. To conclude, I want to emphasize that early marriage is really not beneficial for girls.
Question number 16. What is the speaker talking about? A. The causes of early marriage. B. The conditions of an early marriage. C. The harmful impacts of early marriage. D. The phenomena of early marriage. Question number 17. Why does the speaker believe that early marriage is harmful to the health of young girls? A. Because it can lead to early pregnancy. B. Because brides will have premature babies. C. Because it will lead to domestic violence. D. Because a young girl's immature reproductive system is not ready for pregnancy and childbirth.
This monologue is for questions number 16 and 17. We often hear about teenagers getting married at a young age. Early marriages can occur because they are arranged by families or teenagers themselves want to get married for love or due to unplanned pregnancies. I firmly believe that early marriage is harmful for girls. First of all, an early marriage is dangerous for a young girl. An immature reproductive system can lead to complications in pregnancy and childbirth. Secondly, early marriage creates illiteracy and poverty because the brides are always forced to drop out of school. This reduces opportunities for these girls to follow their dreams and get good jobs. Thirdly, early marriage may lead to domestic violence. Child brides are often in a situation where they don't have much power in their households. To conclude, I want to emphasize that early marriage is really not beneficial for girls.
Question number 16. What is the speaker talking about? A. The causes of early marriage. B. The conditions of an early marriage. C. The harmful impacts of early marriage. D. The phenomena of early marriage. Question number 17. Why does the speaker believe that early marriage is harmful to the health of young girls? A. Because it can lead to early pregnancy. B. Because brides will have premature babies. C. Because it will lead to domestic violence. D. Because a young girl's immature reproductive system is not ready for pregnancy and childbirth.
This monologue is for questions number 18. My dear daughter, you said in your letters that this first year has not been easy for you. But it's been even harder for us. Even though your mother and I have been preparing for so long, it has still been difficult for us. You know that we really love you. I still remember when your tiny hands held our hands on your first steps. I also remember how brave you were, my little girl, going to school for the first time. And of course, I remember how spirited you were as a teen, passing through difficult times in love and friendship. We have always believed that you are strong, and you always will be. Enjoy this transition, because you do not belong to us, but to the future. Look after yourself and stay strong. Dad.
Question number 18. What does the father want to do for his daughter in this letter? A. Provide a memory of his daughter. B. Show his love and motivate his daughter. C. Tell her of his difficulty to forget her. D. Give her hope for the future.
This monologue is for questions number 18. My dear daughter, You said in your letters that this first year has not been easy for you. But it's been even harder for us. Even though your mother and I have been preparing for so long, it has still been difficult for us. You know that we really love you. I still remember when your tiny hands held our hands on your first steps. I also remember how brave you were, my little girl, going to school for the first time. And of course, I remember how spirited you were as a teen, passing through difficult times in love and friendship. We have always believed that you are strong, and you always will be. Enjoy this transition, because you do not belong to us, but to the future. Look after yourself and stay strong. Dad.
Question number 18. What does the father want to do for his daughter in this letter? A. Provide a memory of his daughter. B. Show his love and motivate his daughter. C. Tell her of his difficulty to forget her. D. Give her hope for the future.
This monologue is for questions number 19 and 20. For anyone who lives in Kalimantan or Sumatra, the term forest fire is quite familiar, isn't it? Forest fires occur periodically in these two islands. A forest fire is a wildfire that occurs in the forest. In many cases, these fires are uncontrolled, so they burn for a long time and cause a lot of damage. A forest fire can burn houses, destroy forests, create hazardous air pollution, and trigger respiratory problems. Forest fires occur due to climate conditions or human activities. The hot and dry climate of these islands means that the forests are vulnerable to fires. Once a fire is lit, it will spread fast. Most fires are triggered by human activity. Fires may be started unintentionally from smoking or burning rubbish, but in most cases, the fires are deliberately lit to clear land for farming.
Question number 19. You can conclude that a forest fire is mainly caused by A. Climate conditions, B. Human activities, C. Hot weather, D. A dry climate. Question number 20. The speaker says, the hot and dry climate of these islands means that forests are vulnerable to fires. What is a synonym for the word vulnerable? A. Safe. B. Unprotected. C. Dangerous. D. Favorable.
This monologue is for questions number 19 and 20. For anyone who lives in Kalimantan or Sumatra, the term forest fire is quite familiar, isn't it? Forest fires occur periodically in these two islands. A forest fire is a wildfire that occurs in the forest. In many cases, these fires are uncontrolled, so they burn for a long time and cause a lot of damage. A forest fire can burn houses, destroy forests, create hazardous air pollution, and trigger respiratory problems. Forest fires occur due to climate conditions or human activities. The hot and dry climate of these islands means that the forests are vulnerable to fires. Once a fire is lit, it will spread fast. Most fires are triggered by human activity. Fires may be started unintentionally from smoking or burning rubbish. But in most cases, the fires are deliberately lit to clear land for farming.
Question number 19. You can conclude that a forest fire is mainly caused by A. climate conditions, B. human activities, C. hot weather, D. a dry climate. Question number 20. The speaker says, the hot and dry climate of these islands means that forests are vulnerable to fires. What is a synonym for the word vulnerable? A. safe. B. unprotected. C. dangerous. D. favorable.
Post test selesai. Setelah ini, kamu diminta untuk mencocokkan jawabanmu dengan kunci jawaban yang ada pada file audio pada track 3. Jangan lupa, nilailah jawabanmu sesuai dengan kriteria yang telah ditetapkan. Selanjutnya, bersiaplah untuk mempelajari secara rutin media audio Smart English Today sesuai dengan level dan kebutuhan berbahasa Inggrismu.